Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Saturday, March 27th. A couple of roster moves today that have helped clarify the picture a little bit. One that you didn't necessarily see coming and isn't necessarily a good sign, but it does delay a problem for the Yankees about having too many outfielders. Luke Voit has a knee injury that has sidelined him here in the spring and will start him on the IL this season, and that helps shape the roster with Jay Bruce being added as basically the starting first baseman to begin the year, and Mike Tauchman gets to stay as the fifth outfielder. Here's Aaron Boone describing Voit's injury.
Luke Voit had an MRI yesterday on his knee and has a partial meniscus tear and has decided to go in and have that cleaned up. So he'll have that done in the next few days, which will be 3 weeks of no baseball activity and then ramp up from there. So in Luke's case, it was, kind of a decision between getting it treated and playing through it, because functionally he was playing, but was still dealing with some swelling in there after games and things like that. So felt like calendar wise, it was best to get this over and taken care of and hopefully put it behind him for the bulk of the season.
3 weeks of no baseball activities. I asked Aaron Boone if that meant basically, okay, you're talking about late April at this point. Does that mean that you don't see him again until June? And he said, no, it would be much sooner than that. So you figure, though, at least some sort of ramp up again and some sort of spring training, exhibition game type of schedule for Voit. You'll see him sometime in May if all goes smoothly. It lets Jay Bruce start the season playing a lot of first base. DJ LeMahieu is basically your backup player there. Another bench spot still to be determined. Derek Dietrich was given his release, which would seem to clear the way for Tyler Wade. But Boone was kind of cryptic about that afterwards, not necessarily revealing that was going to be the last decision. Still some time to make that, and we'll see what happens there. As for Jay Bruce, he had a pretty hot start to spring training and looked like he had an inside track on this job. But then, as Mike Tauchman played and played well, looked like he was healthier than he was a year ago, and Jay Bruce cooled off, it looked like maybe the Yankees were going to opt to keep Tauchman over Bruce. Well, they don't have to make that decision now because of that injury to Voit. Bruce came into camp as a non-roster player. He came in basically trying out in spring training to make the team. He has a 13-year big league career, has made over $100 million in his career, and he turns 34 next weekend. So there's, you think he feels pretty comfortable with who he is as a baseball player, but this was not a very easy spring, as it isn't for many guys. No matter how long you've been in the game, no matter what your status is, there is certainly a feeling when you're coming in to try to win a job, it's just a little bit different kind of pressure sometimes. Although Bruce didn't really let on during the course of the spring, always seemed to show confidence. It was a different kind of spring for Jay Bruce.
Yeah, this is a stress that I've never dealt with. This is a stress that is new to me in my career. And it's, definitely not the most comfortable situation, but it's a situation that I'm in, and plan on making the best of it the whole time. And yeah, there was definitely some relief when I found out that, I had made the team, and clearly, disappointed that, Luke went down and, has to deal with what he's dealing with, but I'm certain that he'll be back full strength here very soon.
So Bruce takes Voit's place in this lineup, which is still pretty potent, and it probably moves Gleyber Torres up a notch if you consider that the top four in the batting order are going to be DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Aaron Hicks, and Giancarlo Stanton. Voit was occupying the five spot, probably pushes Gleyber Torres up to the five spot now. And Torres has had a pretty good spring, and actually, he had a pretty good day. Saturday was a good day. He had two home runs in a game against the Blue Jays. It was a layup to ask Aaron Boone if Gleyber Torres has had a pretty good spring.
Day one of spring training, just coming in really good shape. I feel like his focus has been excellent. I feel like his work has been excellent. He, along with a number of other of our regulars, we've been able to really build up. So they've got, I feel like, the proper amount of recovery and rest, but they've also built up a nice bit of work. So I feel like they're ready to take on the season. And Gleyber's right at the top there, I feel like, on both sides of the ball, ready to go.
spotlight was on Torres very early in camp because of what was revealed to us about his poor 2020 season. Certainly, there were factors that many players went through about trying to play in that 60-game season, but what was revealed to us and has been talked about plenty is that Gleyber Torres did not come back to summer camp in very good shape, and it hindered him for most of the 60-game season before he finally caught up late. The question I asked Aaron Boone wasn't really answered, but the question here was about the kind of talking to that he and the organization had to give Gleyber about being in shape, about a player that they have such high expectations and hopes for and has already shown a lot in his young career. You're counting on a great deal from Gleyber Torres. So there had to be a certain amount of kick in the pants or pat on the back or both in the discussion they had with Gleyber Torres as they addressed, you know, what happened last year and making sure that that didn't happen again. Here was Boone's answer to that.
Look, Gleyber, along with, you know, all our players, you know, it's an ongoing conversation. You know, Gleyber happened to come to the big leagues at a very young age and have immediate success and establish himself as a star player. So whether it's me, you know, whether it's Mindy, you know, the conversations are trying to help develop and get the most out of a player. And, you know, that's an ongoing thing. And so those conversations happen, you know, all the time. And he's been a great player. He continues to get better. He continues to get smarter and better at his routine. And, you know, the one thing I always feel about Gleyber is he's got a couple things really going for him, is, or a few things. A, he's really talented player. Two, he's really smart. And three, he wants to be great at this game. And that's a powerful powerful trio to have. And, you know, doesn't mean there's bumps along the way. But I feel like he's steadily progressed and learned from mistakes and learned from successes. And I'm just really excited about where he's at in his game right now, in his mindset, in his focus, in his understanding of his importance to our team. So looking forward to seeing him go out and do his thing.
That last point that Boone talked about is something I have really latched on to, an idea that I've really wanted to explore deeply with regards to athletes in every sport, that desire to be great. That is something, a lot of players have talent, but that desire to be great, you know, that's something that not everybody has. And I mean, dare I say almost all players have talent, right? You don't get to that level without some kind of talent. And sometimes you're just not talented enough. And you know, the level hits you back and you're not able to move forward. But other times you are good enough. You have the talent. It's that extra kick, the desire. Do you want to be good or do you want to be great? You know, Boone indicated that Gleyber Torres has that desire to be great. He's shown some greatness early on. He's still a very young player. And now we'll get to see moving forward. Yeah, I mean, he's 24 years old. Let's remember, he was born in 1996. We'll get to see if what he was able to accomplish over the winter and early in the spring pays off. He is part of a still very deep Yankees lineup. They have been, so far, with only a few days left till opening day, they've been very fortunate. Yes, they have lost Justin Wilson for a little while out of the bullpen. Not a longer-term thing. Zach Britton is a longer-term thing, but hopefully not something that keeps him out for the entire season, as we've noted earlier. And Voit is down for, you know, the first month and change here. But overall, things could be a lot worse for a team that has been hit heavy with injuries the last couple of years. And the Yankees look like they'll be opening the season in pretty good shape to start here. And Gleyber Torres ending his last few days in spring looks like on a pretty good note, the two home runs in the game against the Blue Jays on Saturday. Remember to tune in Sunday morning, 9 a.m. on WFAN and on radio.com. Ed Coleman and I will be on from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., our final spring training show, as we get you set for the opening week of baseball games, the ones that count. And you can get Ed Coleman's Mets reports and my Yankees reports coming to you from the WFAN Baseball Insider site. Make sure you hit subscribe at theradio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts platforms, and you'll get our reports delivered right to you. They've been coming at you daily in the spring, probably a couple of times a week once the season starts, and I want to thank you all for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.